Wayne, for a long stage in that game, it looks as if you were going to get something out of it, but ultimately, unfortunately, coming up short.
Yeah, we came up short again, which is very frustrating, very annoying. Again, just played for periods rather than the whole 70 plus minutes. Like, we conceding 1-4 in the first period, in the first half, was really, really come back to bite us, because in the second half I thought we played well. Like, they didn't score with the breeze for 17 or 18 minutes, so I thought that was very encouraging. I did think we were sort of give ourselves a platform at the start of the second half to get something out of it, but then it's very difficult to break them down when they get ahead. And you know, when they did get a point ahead, you know, we were chasing, and you know, we can see the poor goal at the end, which killed it.
The glaring statistic, I suppose, in that second half was you went over half an hour without a score and didn't create anything really, despite a lot of good possession around that middle third. You just couldn't break them down.
Exactly right, and it's very, we knew it was going to be very difficult to break them down today, and we didn't, you know, do it often enough. I think we only scored 4 points in the second half, so it's very difficult, and we just weren't up to breaking them down as we'd hoped.
Obviously, you gave them that head start. You were 6 points down, but obviously the Declan Bourne goal then gave you new life.
He did, yeah. It would sort of settle us down. Like, I'm not sure why we're, you know, starting off really poorly like that. Like, we conceded early last week as well, you know, so against the wind as well. So, yeah, it really was the story of the game, because if we had been, you know, a couple of points ahead at half time, you know, our performance was good enough in the second half to get something out of it, but the fact that we gave them that 1-4, 1-3 start, wherever it was, made it really difficult.
But there was a good attitude, good application by the players throughout, and for the remainder of that first half you kicked some excellent long range points, you used the wind to good advantage, so you would have been happy from that aspect.
Yeah, after the initial period where we conceded those scores, we did well. You know, we showed patience on our play, and as you say, we got some long range, we got lucky with a goal, we took that. And we did create some good chances again against in a difficult situation, difficult team to play against in terms of our numbers to get back. So yeah, going in a point down at half time, it was okay. And then, as I said, as we started the second half, you know, we turned over 4 or 5 attacks straight away, and I says, this is, you know, we've a platform here to go on and do well, but it's very, very difficult to score against the wind plus 15 players, and we just didn't do that well enough.
Yeah, but you must have been optimistic at the same time when Ryan Bourne kicked the points. He got, psychologically, it was a huge lift to get the lead then for the first time.
Yeah, exactly. We were in a good position, and as we were turning over their attacks, they were getting nothing easy. And then, you know, I'm not sure exactly how it turned then. You know, maybe they got a few decisions, or we certainly, the goal they got late on was poor from us. From our point of view, just a long kick in, and we two players went for the same ball, and that really killed the game, gave us no chance really of getting you know, getting level or getting a score. But I thought there was one decision went, maybe we could have got a free in late in the game when James Craven burst through, but we didn't get it, and you know, as I said, we can see that goal, and that was it.
And once again today, a bit of controversy with Cards players obviously being sent off. Gerard McSorley looked to have been a bit harshly done by, do you think?
Well, we feel so, but we felt that way last week as well with Sam, so you know, it doesn't really, it's no consolation the fact that they're a little bit harsh. I thought, you know, they showed a lot of cynical play today, and it's something, you know, if it's a question, if you can't beat them, join them. We have to get more streetwise, and we have to lose the naivety. So yeah, it's look, something we'll have to look at.
You spoke after the Offaly game last week, Wayne, we were looking ahead to this one, that this was really the make or break match, that you needed to get a win out of it. You have it now, you have 3 matches left, Wayne. It is going to be very, very difficult now to try and get the necessary points.
It is, there's no doubt about it, there's no getting away from that. We have a home game next week against Leitrim. I think they're towards the foot of the table with ourselves, so that's obviously very important. But the last two, away to Cork and home to Down, are really tough games. But look, all we can do is try and get 2 points next week. We can't get 6 points now. There's 6 points available, okay, but we just have to try and recover and, you know, put in a performance next week. It's just very frustrating, the fact that we're playing for patches, and we're doing quite well, not unbelievable, but certainly not terrible, and we're getting nothing out of the game. So we just have to stick together and see what we can do next week against Leitrim.
You still think it's achievable if you get 2 points next week that you can somehow, you know, pull it from the fire?
We can't give up. It is achievable. It's mathematically possible that we can, you know, stay in the division. So until that's not the case, we won't be giving up. And the boys won't give up either. You mentioned their work rate and their intensity, and you know they never give up, and you know their attitude is excellent. I have to say, it's just a question of, you know, we just have to get back that wee more streetwise.
In terms of your playing personnel, you had a few players coming back. James Craven returning today. You had Ryan Bourne, obviously. What's the word on James Califf and Casey Bourne? Not too far away either.
No, neither of them should be too. They could be in contention next week. It was great to get James and Bournesy back. You see, Bournesy's scoring power there with free kicks alone. Never mind anything else. So. And like Sam served his one game suspension. Casey's will be in full training. You know, those lads having a lot of training done, that's the thing. So, you know, to get as much as we got out of them, it's really fair play to them. It's a credit to them.
Thanks, Wayne.
No problem.